Welcome to the Tales of Bobby the Cat. Music by Dan and Yes. Episode 11, One Tap Shoe. The Nicety stood in the middle of the road and stared into the dark distance. A car passed them that shook them into reality, and so they turned and sauntered back to the accident scene. The onlookers had already gone back to their homes, and officers Billy Yennel and Miles, they were gone. The street was wet and empty. The Nicety sat in a row on a curb, looking out onto the spot where Stitch had laid.
What do we do now? Go home, I guess. Yeah, I guess you're right. There's nothing we can do now. But Whispers, what do you think?
I was just thinking, if we hadn't set up this blind date, Stitch would still be tapping in his extra large red tap shoes.
Yeah, he was a good tapper, all right.
Oh. Hey, look over there.
Where?
There.
Chop Chop pointed across the road to something shimmering under the streetlight. She went over to look.
It's Stitch's other tap shoe.
Then Cheetah ran over to see it.
Yeah, that's his, all right.
Then Whispers ran over.
This might be all that's left of him.
But we don't know that yet, Chop.
Yeah, he could still be alive.
Whispers picked up Stitch's tap shoe, and Chop Chop and Cheetah followed her back to the curb. The Nicety sat and gazed at it for a long time, until they heard faint singing voices up the road.
Singing in the rain, just singing in the rain. What a glorious feeling, I'm happy again. I'm laughing at clouds.
And as the singing became louder, they could see dark figures moving crazily across the width of the road, and they were moving straight towards the
storm. Clouds chase everyone from the place. Come on, it's the rain. I smile on my face. I walk down the lane.
And I think that's Sarah Sue with them.
Just singing, singing in the rain.
And
Mimi.
Oh, I love this evening. I don't want it to end.
Yeah, me too. Hey, look who's here.
Hey, fancy meeting you three here. What's going on?
Chop Chop grabbed the tap shoe and hid it behind her back.
Nothing.
Oh, that's no fun.
We just came from Sarah Sue's.
We danced and danced and danced and sang songs. Oh, we had so much fun, we can't stop dancing and singing.
We're singing in the rain, just singing in the rain.
Come on, everybody.
We're singing in the rain, just singing in the rain.
Nasties, join us, it's fun.
Glorious feeling.
What's wrong?
You don't know the words? We can teach you. No, it's not that. It's just, we're not the Nasties anymore.
We call ourselves the Nicesties.
Oh, really? You're joking, right?
No, they're serious.
some things happen.
Well, not to us, but to Stitch.
Stitch?
What?
Wait a minute. How do you know that name, Stitch?
Without warning, Whispers blurted out everything to them. She explained how they first met Stitch at Bejoy's dance studio, confessed that they were the ones behind Mimi's blind date, and told them about Stitch running off
and how he was hit by a car.
Then Chop Chop brought out Stitch's shoe to show them.
And this is all that's left of Stitch.
You mean he's dead?
Don't say that. We don't know.
This is terrible. Oh, no.
Yeah.
This is not good.
I can't believe it.
Well, but where is he?
Oh, an ambulance took him away to the hospital.
Which hospital?
We don't know.
Well, they must have taken him to the nearest one, right? So come on, let's go. Let's check and see if he's there. Come on, let's go, let's go.
Bobby, Mimi, and Sarah Sue took off. The Nicesties looked at each other, wondering if they should follow them, then ran after them. They soon all arrived at the hospital. They stood together on the walkway, panted heavily, and glared through the glass entrance doors.
I've never been inside a hospital before.
Me too.
Me too. It looks kind of creepy in there.
Yeah.
It looks as if dead people are in there.
Oh, Stitch.
The six of them bunched themselves close together as they squeezed through the door and entered the hospital building. It was empty, except for the rabbit behind the receptionist desk.
Go on. Go on, ask if Stitch is here. Go on.
I think Cheetah is better at asking. Chop, chop. Chop!
Me? Why me?
Why not you?
You!
Chop!
You!
No, don't argue. I'll go, okay? I'll go up and ask.
Bobby tried to go forward, but everyone was clutching everyone so hard she couldn't free herself.
Sarah Sue, Chop Chop, let go of my arms. I can't move.
Finally set free, she inched her way up to the receptionist's desk, heart pounding. Her classmates clung onto her and followed her close behind. The receptionist was busy eating out of her plastic bowl.
Hi. Enjoying your late supper?
Gee, it's really quiet in here, isn't it? Oh, I guess that's a good thing. That means that everybody's well. Nobody needs a doctor, right?
Stop all that chatting and ask her about Stitch. Go on.
I'm getting there. Hi again. We're all here because we were wondering if a boy called Stitch was admitted here earlier tonight.
The receptionist put down her plastic bowl.
What's the name?
Stitch.
Sorry, I didn't get that. Say the name again.
Stitch.
How about if just one person say the name and spell it, please?
Sure, I'll say it. It's Stitch. S-T-I-T-C-H.
The receptionist checked the computer.
Yep, he's here. Strange one, though. Came in wearing a top hat.
That's him.
Everyone cheered and clapped.
Can we see him? Chop, chop.
By the looks of you, I don't think you're family, are you?
We're friends of his classmates.
We just want to know if he's okay.
If he's still alive.
Sorry, I can't say. Only family members are privileged with that information.
Can't you tell us anything? Doesn't it say anything on the computer there? If he's alive or not? Please tell us. You know, we're really worried about him and we just want to know. And please just tell us something. Please.
Sorry. I wish I could, but rules are rules.
Really? You can't tell us anything?
The receptionist went back to her plastic bowl and continued eating.
All right. We understand. Rules are rules. Sorry to bother you. Bye.
The Nysties, Bobby, Sarah Sue, and Mimi all turned and with long faces walked out of the hospital and stopped on the walkway.
I can't believe how this night turned out. It started out so happy, and now I feel so sad.
Me too.
Me too. Bobby, Sarah Sue, and Mimi, would it be okay if we hung out with you guys a little while longer?
I don't think. We're ready to go home now.
Yeah, we promised to be nice.
Ooh. Right, because we're the Nysties now.
Oh,
I was thinking the same thing. Sarah Sue, do you think it's okay if we all hang out at your place? I know it's late, but I'm sure your mom won't mind. And besides, someone has to eat all of those leftovers. Well, what do you say? Can we come over?
Sure. Yeah, good idea. Yeah, the Nysties. Yes, of course. You're welcome to come over. And when you're ready to go home, you can just go home.
The Nysties looked at each other, then at the same time jumped onto Bobby, Sarah Sue, and Mimi. They came at them with such force that everybody was knocked down to the wet ground.
So sorry. I guess we hugged you too hard.
Everyone sat there in silence for a moment. Then they bursted out into hysterical laughter. They helped each other up, and arm in arm, they pressed onwards to Sarah Sue's home.
What a glorious feeling.
I'm happy again.
How's it go?
La la, la la la.
I'm la 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 laughing na 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 na.
So up above,
the sun's in my heart, and we're ready for love.
I hope you've enjoyed listening. Join us next week for another episode of The Tales of Bobby the Cat. Stay safe and be happy. If you've enjoyed listening to The Tales of Bobby the Cat, then I'd love to hear from you. Send me your comments to talesofbobbythecat@gmail.com. Thank you.